You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Time for our weekly chat with the quarterback. And, of course, Halloween party last night was all over social media. Jared Goff, how did it go?
Oh, it was fun. It was really good getting the guys together and seeing what everyone came as. And, yeah, it was fun. Fun seeing everyone.
You got skills. So the juggling. I've always been impressed by anybody that can juggle. But is this something you were working at or something you've always been able to do?
No, I've been able to do that for a little while. There were some clowns and scary clowns doing some tricks. I said, oh, I can juggle too. Let me see those, and just showed them.
Did you want to punch any scary clowns, or are you okay with scary clowns?
I was okay with them. They were nice. They were fine. Right.
Who had the best costume?
Gosh, good question. I mean, Saint was pretty good. Decker was pretty good. Who was funny? I mean, there's a bunch, man. It's hard. Everyone was dressed up. It was all pretty good.
Now, you were the chef from Ratatouille. Your whole family went in costume along those lines. How did that go over?
Yeah, well, not my daughter, but Kristen was the rat.
Okay.
Remy, I believe is right his name. And yeah, it was fun. She was along for the ride with me, and it was really cool.
And the daughter, what is the daughter going to be for Halloween?
She's also going to be a rat.
Gotcha.
It'll be just a, you know, different setting, and she won't be with my teammates at the team party.
Right.
So how did you spend the time off? Did you get out of town? Did you have family come in? Do you call up Amon-Ra and J-Mo and go out and have a catch? How does the off week work for you?
Yeah, a lot of rest, a lot of chilling, resting, recovering, hanging out, family, getting to see my daughter for a little bit longer than usual, and going on walks and getting your body back and feeling good.
Manning cast, you got to do that Monday. You enjoy that?
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was fun. Those guys are good, and they keep it light and easy. I've been able to get to know those guys over the years, and they're always fun.
When you watch a game, and we got to like watch you watch a game, but when you typically watch a game, are you working? Like, are you dissecting defenses? Are you thinking about what would work and what wouldn't, or are you just relaxing?
Not typically. I mean, if we're playing a team, like last week we had the Vikings on Thursday night, and so I sat there and watched most of that, and you're not like dissecting it, trying to see what's going to work, because you're going to watch it on tape in a few days anyways. But you are looking like, oh, okay, they're doing that now. Oh, okay, awesome. Oh, cool, they did that to attack that. Like, you're getting a little bit of information, sure.
Do you feel like that maybe our interviews weekly help prepare you for the Manning cast, some of the...
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, certainly. I mean, there ain't no replacement for live television or live radio. So it's definitely a job that you guys don't get enough credit for, is speaking on the fly and doing it easily, you know?
Well, thank you very much.
It doesn't always go smoothly.
No, it's not. But one of the things you did say, I was actually, we replayed part of it yesterday on the show, and the part that I took away was kind of curious, was that here you are, a California kid, and you grew up a Peyton Manning guy over a Tom Brady guy. What happened there?
When I was, I was whatever, 8, 9, 10 years old, so that's early 2000s. It was one of those two guys, and you know, at the time it was like the evil Patriots dynasty, you know. So you just, you know, anything to take them down, and Peyton was kind of the the guy who had had a chance against them. And so I just grew up a Peyton fan, and for whatever reason, he was the guy I gravitated towards, and obviously have grown so much appreciation for Tom and what he's done. But when I was 8 years old, I didn't care. I was a Peyton Manning guy.
All right, as far as football's concerned, you guys always talk about cleaning things up, and for the offense, you still have one of the highest scoring offenses in the NFL, so it's not a crisis, but what do you want to clean up offensively as you guys get back at it this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's nice to, you know, get to be able to look at yourself critically over that week and find out what you can get better at, and there's certainly a ton of areas for us to improve, and where exactly, obviously third down, something we need to do a better job at, and just converting, staying on the field. And that honestly will probably solve a lot of problems, just staying on the field for more plays and sustaining drives. That will keep us more efficient, help our run game, you know, score more points, obviously get us in the red zone so we can be more effective there. So a little bit of everything will help with that. And it's been a focus for us this week, and just execution. I don't think it's anything special. There's no special sauce. There's no certain plays. There's no different things. Just execute a little bit better, and everyone and all 11 of us do a little bit better.
Yeah, you're on pace to throw for only around 500 passes this year, which could be your lowest total as a Lion since 2021. What do you kind of attribute that to? Is it, I mean, I think it's less than 30 passes per game on average outside of that first week of the season, yet you're still scoring points.
Yeah, you know, it changes every year. There's different formulas to do things, and for whatever reason, that's been the way we've done it this year. And we did have the one game where the Bears were up by so much, we kind of didn't play the end of that game, and so a lot of those get diminished there. And then there's certain games where we did want to run the ball a little bit more that early on this season. You know, Cleveland's one of them where we'd wanted to establish that run and be able to, you know, then open them up in the pass game. So yeah, there's different strategies and different games so far. I don't think that's indicative of anything that is something we're trying to do or not trying to do. It's just how the games have played out so far.
Is it difficult playing in Minnesota with the sunlight coming through the glass? And if it is or isn't, the follow-up is, which stadium is the toughest to play in, not accounting for like fan participation, just like logistics of a stadium?
Oh, wow. Good question. Hardest to play in. Well, first of all, Minnesota, I love playing in Minnesota. I think it's one of the coolest stadiums. I believe we play in Ford Field this week, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yes, my bad.
That's all right.
Live? What?
But no, the one that's hard is Dallas, because that scoreboard's so high above you, and it's you end up cranking your neck the whole game and looking up at that scoreboard when you're sitting on the sidelines to watch. And I think that one's hard. Green Bay is always tough with just the airport situation, getting in and out of there. But you know that one, we're so used to at this point. I do love playing in Minnesota. It's a fun one to play at, and we'll get that one on Christmas.
So we've learned a lot talking to you through the years, and the biggest of which is probably you take what the defense gives you, you get the football to the right places. But yesterday, Scotty Montgomery talked about trying to maximize Jamison Williams. Is there something there to get him the football more, or is that just a matter of time? You have so many mouths to feed offensively that he's going to have his day. I mean, I guess he did a couple weeks ago against Kansas City, but is this a non-issue? You just go where the defense tells you to go?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. I think, yes, that when the play's called, I have to, you know, the defense will typically dictate where the ball goes. And there's certainly times where I can move a defender and try to get a ball in a certain area, and I've done that. But it's that, yes. And then there is a little bit of the aspect of being proactive, of getting him involved, whether that's early in the game, whether that's on third down, whether that's in the red zone, whatever it may be. He's so dang explosive, and finding ways to get him with the ball in his hands that isn't just exclusive to over the top, I think is kind of the big thing. And because those over the top balls just happen so few and far between, and in our league now with all these, you know, defenses playing so deep, it becomes harder and harder. So how do we get him the ball in different situations and get him moving? But no, it's completely a non-issue, and he's had a great attitude about it all, and we expect to see that production continue to go up.
Because he is so explosive and he is so fast, how challenging is it to match up with that speed? If you look at your completion percentage to J-Mo compared to the rest of the team, there's a big disparity there. But I think a lot of that is probably the difficulty of some of the passes you're throwing, because you're throwing deeper when it comes to J-Mo. But what is the challenge of catching up to the speed?
Yeah, I don't think there is. I think you nailed it right there. I think we throw him lower completion balls typically down the field. I bet if you looked at within 20 yards, our completion percentage to him and everyone else, I bet it's pretty dang close. I don't put any stock into that at all. I think he's done a great job. He's practicing really hard. I'd love to throw him the ball as much as possible and watch him go.
Trade deadline's coming up next week. Do you as a player, I mean, you don't want to lose any teammates and you don't probably want to see any of them get replaced, but at the same time, it's a chance to help the roster. How do you approach it as a player and a team?
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Team leader.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a chance to add value and get a guy that can help us win, I'm sure Brad won't look past that. But yeah, we got a good roster right now. We're 5-2. I don't think there's any, glaring, area in my head that like, oh, we need to find a guy. Like, I don't think there's been that for years, honestly. Here, we've had a really good roster and doesn't feel like we've needed a replacement anyway. But if there's anyone out there to help us out, I'm sure Brad will do some digging.
Do you pay attention to who might be available?
I don't.
No.
I don't, because I don't think anyone knows.
That's probably true. That's well, you know, said. It gets reported on a lot. But.
It does. There's a lot of speculation, a lot of report. But no, I don't think any of us know what GMs are willing to get rid of guys, what GMs are looking for guys. No one knows. It's all just speculation.
One more question about the Vikings. They've had some successes this season defensively. They've only given up 30 points once, and that was just this past week against the Chargers. What is it about their defense that makes them tough to game plan against?
They kind of can do a little bit of everything. They bring pressure, obviously, a lot. That's kind of like who they are and who Brian Flores has been for, a handful of years now. And they can kind of bring the pressure from any different spot and in any different personnel. And they'll match personnel. They won't match personnel. So they kind of try to keep you on your toes and potentially on your heels a little bit, trying to figure out what they're doing. And so it's our job to figure that out and go and be aggressive and attack and find ways to gash their defense and score points.
Malcolm Rodriguez back on the field, the practice field for you guys. I know it's the other side of the ball, but what can he mean to this team?
Yeah, he's fun. He's great to have back. I know he's out there yesterday and practicing. He's a great teammate. He's a great guy on that side of the ball. He's been great, obviously, on special teams. And if he's able to go, hopefully sometime soon, that'd be awesome for us. And he will bring certainly a spark.
All right, so I was watching some videos the other day on my phone, and it was this dude on an acoustic guitar in like a zoo enclosure, various zoo enclosures, and inevitably the animals would come up to him and react to the music. You, having played for the Cal Bears, having played for the LA Rams, and now the Detroit Lions, I was curious because a quarterback is to do commercials all the time and stuff like that. Have you ever had to work with a live animal aside from your own dog?
Good question. I think I've done something with dogs. Now that I don't think I've ever done anything with like an exotic animal. Years ago, I think I did something with a golden retriever, something, and that was easy, right? That was the greatest day ever. I wish I had a better story for you. I don't think I've ever done anything with anything that like bites or anything like that.
Is there an animal you wouldn't mind? Like, if they approached you to do a spot with a lion, would you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Would love that. Now, there's got to be some sort of procedures in place. Right. I don't know if it's going to be me and a lion in a room.
Yeah, it's just you with a stool and a whip. That's it.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, as long as there's, you know, yeah, we'll have to, I don't want to get any pedo waters here, but yeah, we'll have to make sure there's some distance between me and that lion.
Hey, look, we appreciate your time. As always, good luck this weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
Jared Goff here on 97.1 The Time.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.